Now, here's a question. What if you didn't throw anything away for a month? What if you carried the trash you accumulated with you at all times? That's exactly what Mary-Kate Rainey did during Lent. We caught up with Mary-Kate grocery shopping and asked her why she devoted 40 days to being waste-free.
GMO-free vegetarian jelly beans. Oh, man. And they're on sale. What a world we live in where I can get bulk GMO-free jelly beans. My name is Mary-Kate Rainey, and I am a program and outreach coordinator with the Pennsylvania Resources Council, and I also write a blog called Walk a Little Lighter. Yeah, so over the past several weeks, I have been not using trash cans. On Ash Wednesday, I decided I was giving up garbage cans for Lent. I thought I could do the usual thing of giving up cookies or sugar or, I don't know, some other junk food that I like to eat. But I wanted to do something that was better for the planet, better, that would make me a better person, and that people would care about more than just me not eating cookies for 40 days. Right now, we are at the East End Food Co-op, and this is where I'll do most of my grocery shopping because this is where I can do zero waste or no trash grocery shopping. There are a few other places that let you do it, but this, I found, is the best one. The waste that I've produced since Ash Wednesday fits in about a quart-sized Ziploc bag. It's a combination largely of receipts. I found that you can't get away from receipts no matter how hard you try. And a lot of it is my own fault. Sometimes you have a really hard day and you need to buy some discount Valentine's chocolate and you can't recycle it. So some of it is my fault and some of it I've been working really hard is just waste that you can't get away from. First place you want to go is you want to weigh all of your bags and you weigh all of your jars. That's because when you shop in bulk, you get charged per ounce and by weight, and so you don't want to pay an extra $5 because your glass jar weighs, I don't know, 5 ounces. So the first place we're going to go is we're going to go tear or weigh our packaging. You have to write it down. You can write it down on a little tag that they give you, but this also is trash. So I bring, you know, a scrap piece of paper that I had and we'll write it down on there. I'm gonna head back to the produce section, which is where I like to start. And so this is really cool. You don't find this in a lot of grocery stores. This is, as you see all of these greens, and they're individually packaged. They're in these sort of plastic packaging, and you can also buy it in bulk however much you want. And you can do the same with Brussels sprouts and green beans and a lot of different vegetables. Another thing you're going to want to do when you're buying in bulk is you need to write down the product number. Since it doesn't have any packaging, they have no idea what it is up at the front. So we got bulk spinach in the kitty bag. All right, so we're going to get some dates. But these are my fancy medjool dates. But they sell them right over there in packaging, and it costs more per pound to buy them in packaging than 10 feet away right here. And I looked it up online, and according to entrepreneur.com, what you pay for when you buy a product, 10 to 40% of that cost is packaging. So I can buy quality products and not break the bank because I've got a tight budget. And I can buy more of them because I'm not paying for that packaging in the cost. I define waste as something that you can't recycle and that you can't compost or that you can't reuse in some other way. So I don't keep anything that I can recycle or compost or anything like that. I am trying to reduce the amount of materials that I am sending to recycling because recycling is great. It's 10 times better than having a material being sent to landfill, but it's very energy intensive. So if you can not use a material that is going to be recycled and you can find a durable product and use that over and over again, that's something that I'm trying to do. Grocery lists are very important. Grocery lists actually help cut down on food waste in this country. All the food that we raise, about 40% of it ends up in the garbage, which is quite shocking because we could feed almost two Americas And we have hundreds of thousands of people who are food insecure, which is ridiculous. And so not all of that is the fault of consumers. But if I stick to my grocery list, I'll have less food waste that I produce myself. And so I can add to that in a positive way. So I typically like to shop the perimeter. You hear you're supposed to shop the perimeter of the supermarket because that's where the healthy stuff is. That's where the produce is. That's where your grains are. That's where your dairy and like your milk and your meats are going to be. So we're going to head over to the milk section. This is an important thing for many things. One, because it's chocolate milk and I love chocolate milk. But this chocolate milk comes in a glass jar. So you can pay a little bit extra as a deposit. I'm not quite sure if it's $1 or $2. And you can drink your chocolate milk and love it. And then you can bring the glass jar back and they're gonna refill it. So it's really emphasizing reuse because a lot of times people emphasize recycling, but you hear reduce, reuse, recycle, and it's in that order for a reason because recycling is so energy intensive. It's gonna be a last resort. And so if you can reduce your consumption and then reuse what you already have, that's gonna be 10 times better. All right, so we're at the checkout counter, where if you're at, I don't know, a big grocery store, they will look at you weird if you have jars, but here it's the norm. But it's actually kind of cool because some of the Giant Eagle Market districts, they have installed bulk systems, and a lot of people know and they trust Giant Eagle, but you can, shop at Market District in bulk too. You can ask for no receipt and they won't print it. Most of the time it automatically prints. And so when you say no receipt, the person just throws it away. So you say, oh wait, I need that receipt. So then they'll print you another receipt and then you have two receipts. And so it's awful. Thank you. I'm good. All right, I've got so many things. And that's spinach.
Okay.
And so, hold on, I've got all of my tares. And we've got the tomatoes, Brussels sprouts. Peanut butter. All right, that jar is 0.41 and the PLU is 440. And that's it. That's everything. No, I would not like a receipt. Thank you. You too. Zero waste grocery shopping really isn't all that much different than regular grocery shopping. I still buy the same products. It just takes a little bit more planning. And if I did the same thing that I did today, but purchasing all in packaging, it would have cost a lot more money. So I think it's worth, 10 minutes of planning to save, 20, 30 bucks.
Coming up, the negative impact cell phones can have on a college student's experience during study abroad trips. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.